Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson campaign. Media label you a racist if you stand up to one-party Democratic rule. By Sean Moran on October 11, 2022. Representative Ashley Hinson's, are ya, campaign told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement that the media will label you a racist if you stand up to President Joe Biden, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and one-party Democratic rule. Hinson's campaign launched an ad detailing how Biden and Pelosi have taken Iowa and the rest of the nation in the wrong direction. Biden and Pelosi have failed Iowa and taken our country in the wrong direction, and we're all feeling it. At Liz Matthes one actually wants liberals like Nancy Pelosi in charge of our government, our lives, and even our kids. It's time to change direction and save America. Watch your new ad, Hinson wrote. It's time to change direction and save America before it's too late, Hinson concluded in the ad. The Gazette, a self-described 100% independent outlet, reached out to Hinson's team, asking her if there were racist undertones to her new ad. The new ad ends with the words before it's too late, which was the same tagline used in the Chicago mayoral campaign of Bernard Epton 40 years ago that was widely viewed as racist. My question for the campaign is, before it's too late for / about what? And was the campaign aware of the history behind the tagline and its connection to the racially divisive 1983 Chicago mayoral campaign? If so, why the choice to use the tagline in the ad? Sophie Crowell, Hinson's campaign manager, told Breitbart News, saying we need to put an end to one-party Democratic rule in Washington isn't racist. But if you stand up to President Biden and Speaker Pelosi, the media resorts to labeling you as one. That's the kind of nonsense low blow that Iowans hate, but many have come to expect from the left and their media allies. Ashley will continue standing strong against reckless spending and calling out the destructive Biden-Pelosi agenda that has hurt our country. Hinson's campaign noted a few prominent examples where the phrase before it's too late has been used, including recently by former President Barack Obama. Obama wrote in September 2022, "In a few weeks, we'll get to decide who we want to be. Do we want to be a nation that protects women's rights? A nation that allows every citizen to make their voice heard? A nation that takes action on climate change before it's too late?" The Goo Goo Dolls also released Before It's Too Late in 2007. Zach Parkinson, an RNC research director, noted that Senator Patty Murray's, DWE, campaign used the phrase Before It's Too Late about her Republican opponent, Tiffany Smiley. Jeff Kaufman, the Iowa Republican Party chair, said, "This is reprehensible media bias from itgazette.com. Need some towels to wipe all the egg off your face yet?" Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.